Start your mornings with radio's favorite morning team, Dennis and Tawny, and Good Morning Westchester. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX. 1460 WVOX.
Welcome to the Steve and Lou Show, the Lou and Steve Show. No matter how you call it, it's a great show. The phone number here is 914-636-0110. And I want to make a special announcement here tonight. My friend and partner, Steve, became a grandfather last week. Congratulations, Steve.
Thank you, Lou. It's a great time, great time. It's being celebrated simultaneously in Seattle, Washington, and the greater metropolitan New York area. My daughter, Alyssa, proud graduate of New Rochelle Schools, and her, of course, brothers and our family completely celebrating. Her husband, Alex, celebrating the birth of a great new addition to our country, James Bertha, B-E-R-T-H-A. Middle name, there's a little question about that. I'll know better next week. But the middle name may be a nice surprise for me as a male chauvinist. In any case... Moody Blues, Lou.
Yeah.
God, Nick. Nick is up to date on all the music. I'll tell you, last week, Lou, I gave Nick. I took Nick for a ride home the other day, and I asked him about a song that nobody on earth remembers, called maybe you, Lou, Morgan. It was one of those weird foreign imports. It was from Germany.
Really?
I don't know how many decades ago.
Wow.
And Nick knew it.
He knew it.
I think he knew the words.
Nicky's a whiz when it comes to
I don't know if he speaks German, but he did a very good imitation. Morgan, I think it lasted on the hit parade for about 47 seconds. But, German hits, 1960s. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Unbelievable. But anyway, thank you for your kind greetings.
Well, in Germany, the Beatles, that's when it started their popularity. Oh, where they went from Liverpool to Germany.
Hamburg.
And
absolutely.
That's where they played.
That was
That formed the Beatles, and is a very big, because right there was a United States Air Force base there, and a lot of soldiers, Army and Air Force soldiers, were stationed there, and they used to go to those music, and then spread back to the States.
And I bet that's where a lot of the rock music, you know, entered the UK in those days, from the servicemen and the US radio and Radio Free Europe and the rest of those outlets. But I got to tell you, Hamburg, a melting pot, a cauldron of culture. And but I just, when you played the Moody Blues, Nick, it just reminds me. The Beatles, of course, the Stones, and there were so many other great groups.
Yeah, the British Invasion.
How can you describe their music?
The Kinks.
The Kinks, thank you.
Yeah, that's your favorite, I
know. The Rock. Look, where would we be today without the British Invasion?
Oh, unbelievable. All right, on a sad note, everybody, I like to give my sympathy and thoughts and prayers to the poor people in Florida. That building collapsed. That's a sin, a total sin. And all those people who died, you see the rubble. That building just collapsed. It just fell. And there's 100-something bodies they can't find. And, you know, on top of all that concrete and everything. So, you know, my heart goes out to the families of everybody in there in Florida. And on another note, I want to say something. Then I'm going to hand it over to Steve. I'm watching the Olympics, all right? And a lady, one of the people in the Olympics got up for the medal ceremony. She turned her back on the flag. Now, I'm going to say something here. I got to say it. I can't hold it in. I got to be truthful. You know, we just went from a crisis in this, not just this country, this world. For the last 2 years, this world was shut down. People couldn't go nowhere. People were stuck in their house. Times Square was empty. And people didn't go to restaurants, didn't do nothing. People are finally going out. and finally getting together and finally shaking hands with other people in this world, and then you turn your back on the flag? That's a disgusting thing.
I agree completely, Lou. It's appalling. It's disgusting. Let's face it. That's one of the reasons I don't generally watch sports, Lou. I don't watch professional sports, out of the question, unless it's something really odd and remote, like first division soccer from Paraguay. But basically, I don't care about it. And let's face it, this person who made her dance, her walk in the sun, this, let's face it, she's a nobody. We'll never hear of her again. Maybe she'll get on a box of Wheaties, Lou. You know how these things go. Good riddance. Go away. Walk off the stage. You're a nobody in my estimation. There are millions and millions of Americans today, Lou, who are walking alive and free because of our innovation, right? Those three vaccines in our nation. This did not happen. This did not come from China. This did not come from wonderful Western Europe.
This came from America.
Great place. Came from here. And she turns the back on the symbol of our nation. You know what? Find another line of work.
Well,
no,
that's why I say
public.
We talk about CRT on this show.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you real CRT, critical respect theory. That's the real CRT.
It's the first rule.
That's the first rule is right. Critical respect theory on both sides.
Absolutely.
On both sides, critical respect. And you could throw a lot of race stuff out the window. By all you're doing there is just dividing people instead of bringing people together. You know, make it a critical race, instead of a race, a critical respect theory. And everybody respects everybody. That's the way it should be.
Well, there's no respect, of course, Lou, and you're right. And, of course, 30 years since slavery was outlawed, and, of course, after a horrible war, fought over the horrible question. Let's face it, what other nation in so relatively short a period of time after a hundreds of years old institution like slavery went to war with itself, lost more than half a million combatants in that war, and now a century and a half later, we're not completely fixed, but we've come a long way. What nation on earth addressed the social problem of that scale so successfully as the United States of America?
Yeah, exactly.
This person should be ashamed.
Exactly.
I wouldn't buy anything. If I saw her put them on any package, I wouldn't buy it. I would turn my back.
Exactly. And then you have, last week, you have the squad on the halls of the Capitol steps. And, it's ridiculous. They're killing Israel, knocking Israel. Israel should be a death, and Israel is the devil, and this and that. How they're blaming Israel, and our greatest ally in that region, Israel. And these four people who are paid by taxpayer money in this country are knocking the people who are close to us. You know, what's wrong with this system here? You know, I look at the politics, and I'm going to take a local now to you. You know, here's the thing. You got a guy, Tim Idoni, who's been doing an outstanding job up in the county. He brought the county office 10 times full better than it ever was, county clerk up there. Did an excellent job. So what do? The Democrats put somebody up against him. It goes to show you there's a new type of thing in this country, and it's crazy, and I disagree with it.
Well, of course. Well, every incumbent's at risk, let's face
it. Exactly.
And the Democrats, let me tell you something, whatever you may think about the Idoni record, and I have some personal knowledge of it, and I will admit, he's a competent guy. He was a darn good mayor. We had a lot of political differences. Fired me from the planning board for good political reasons, but good mayor, good public servant. I'll give him credit for that. And I'll tell you, but decent Democrats like Tim and others of the moderate stripe, Lou, have to start not waiting for elections, not waiting for primaries where decent incumbents, Lou, and good mainstream conservative, middle of the road, moderately liberal, moderately conservative, left, right, in the middle, primarily Democrats get bumped off by these well-financed, crazy radicals. They better start anticipating it, or you're going to lose the entire Democratic Party. And I would argue that you've lost about a third of the Democratic Party's fighting weight, its critical mass. And you're going to see more and more of this. And the big wigs in the party, Lou, from the local government, from the New Rochelle City Hall office, to Washington, D.C., better start paying attention to the crazy radical
wing. I totally agree with you. It's a new wing, and I don't like it. All right, we'll be right back after this quick break. The phone number is 914-636-0110. At last, my
world and national news. Here is the latest update from Fox News Radio on 1460 WVOX.
News. I'm Steve Rappaport. President Biden travels to Wisconsin tomorrow to sell his infrastructure proposal to voters.
The president says his American Families Plan doesn't have to be attached to a bipartisan deal on core infrastructure struck last week. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is calling on the president to persuade House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to back down on threats to link the bills.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland at the White House. Another body pulled from the rubble of a collapsed condo in South Florida, bringing the number of deaths to 10. More than 150 people remain missing.
We're all pulling in the same direction. Dade County Mayor Kava has been awesome. We're drowning here in resources. We have no shortage of resources. It's just that we've had a shortage of luck.
Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett, an engineer, warned building officials in 2018 of major structural problems. America is listening to Fox News.
July 4th is coming up, and Fox News Shop is having their biggest sale of the year. It's a perfect time to give the Fox News fan in your life the greatest gift of all, exclusive Fox News gear. Go to shop.foxnews.com to get 20% off on all your orders with code FOX4TH now through July 5th. Shop bestsellers like the Fox News Stars and Stripes socks, Fox and Friends hats, the Five Tumblers, Gutfeld t-shirts, and much more. Hurry and head to shop.foxnews.com to receive 20% off on all orders with code FOX4TH now through July 5th.
Due to overwhelming demand, we're extending our special Grateful Nation offer.
We're giving all active military and veterans Fox Nation for free for an entire year. Get the shows that celebrate our country and the people that serve and protect it.
So if you haven't subscribed to Fox Nation, do it now because we're extending this special offer.
If you're active military or a veteran, go to foxnation.com right now. Thank you for your service and your sacrifice, and enjoy your free year of Fox Nation.
Between the junk you've accumulated and purged and the waste generated from everyday living, you need to rely on your trash removal service to get the job done. You deserve honesty. You expect reliability. You need CRP Sanitation. Since 1979, CRP Sanitation has been the trash removal company homeowners, business owners, and contractors have depended on for honest, reliable service. No dispatchers in different locations who don't know you, no answering services. CRP employees answer the phones, and they know their customers by name. Communication is a key to their success. Communication with you. Other companies offer the world and never deliver. CRP Sanitation offers exactly what you get. Honesty, dependability, professionalism. Doing some remodeling? CRP Sanitation can estimate the weight and needs of a dumpster. And that means not paying more than you need or having to add additional services at additional costs. Not all trash companies are created equal. Family-owned. CRP Sanitation. Westchester's finest in sanitation. Call 592-4129. 592-4129.
Now, WVOX traffic.
An earlier accident on the Cross Bronx Expressway has been cleared, but we're still stacked up end to end. Picked up a disabled vehicle. This is in the left lane on the Hutchinson River Parkway northbound at City Island. Traffic is backed up to Stillwell Avenue. And the New York State Thruway, we're beginning to see brake lights around Van Cortlandt Park South. In the traffic center, I'm Lisa Rothman for 1460 WVOX.
Everything you need to get started in the morning.
Every morning.
Good morning, Westchester, with Dennis and Tommy. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
The Moody Blues, great band. I've seen them about five times live. Great band. Jason Haywood. Chris, you want to say something?
Steve? Quick note about Moody Blues. Great band. Again, their music was almost unclassifiable. Not the Beatles, not the Stones. Something different, just lofty, soaring riffs. You knew that stuff. I know you're a musician. And all I can tell you is they also had the best hairstyles. In 1969, I got to tell you, these guys, I don't know how much time they spent on the hair. But I did want to say something serious, and it's going to be raised this hour, because I know some of the callers calling in. Critical race theory is still with us. No matter how many budgets are beaten back, no matter how many debates are held, how many battles are joined, this critical race mania is a very important agenda item of the left. And Lou, we were talking about Idoni and the traditional moderate Democrats. I'd like to see people of that type to start standing up for traditional education. It's not in the bailiwick of the county clerk. I know that, nor is it in City Hall. But I'm telling you, all you perennial candidates and office holders in City Hall, you better start paying attention, because critical race theory is coming for you, whether it's in the form of radical teaching standards, race and gender obsessions, whatever it is, your jobs are on the line, I assure you, for some radical advocates of this philosophy, Lou. But more important than people's jobs in politics are society's values and our tradition and our culture on the line. The United States has worked so well for a couple hundred years. This is no time to desert the family traditional education model. It's worked for us all.
Before we get to Howard, I just want to touch on what you said, Steve, is that, you know, you can't take these people make a, you know, the butt of a joke, AOC. Well, you know, it's a joke about it. These people, you got to get them serious. She backed up Maya Wiley for mayor. She endorsed her about 3 weeks ago. Before her endorsement, Maya Wiley was at maybe 1% of the vote she had. She's right up there with Eric right now for the top in the votes or whatever. She pulled ahead of Mrs. Garcia. She's right up there because of the endorsement. These people got juice. So you, like Steve says, what he says, it's true. You got to open your eyes here.
And let's face it, it's not just this congressperson you mentioned. It's the media that is slavishly following her, worships her, and quotes her every utterance,
exactly,
and hides the bad stuff, too.
Exactly. All right, let's get to Howard. Howard, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you gentlemen doing today?
How are you doing, Howard?
Doing great. I wanted to ask you, did you see the rally on Sunday at Foley Square?
No, I missed that. Tell us about it, please.
It's the second rally they've held. Last one was in D.C., and they're complaining about what they call political prisoners, or the people who are arrested for the January 6th intrusion into the Capitol.
Of course.
Being kept without bail, been there for 6 months, some of them in solitary confinement.
Yes.
And that's really good. Political prisoners are being held on misdemeanors.
I agree.
Won't give them bail.
To a large degree, a lot of these imprisoned are unjustifiably, unjustly, and lacking access to the most basic civil rights. Meanwhile, let's face it, Howard, Lou, in New York City, if you're rioting per the George Floyd incident, better than half of those cases dismissed out of hand in the last couple
exactly
of weeks.
Right.
Where's the justification for it? I'm not equating the two offenses. They're different locales. But where's the one system of justice we're supposed to have here? Despite the difference of states, it still should be one system of justice. Lou, and I got to tell you, I'm very disappointed in the American Civil Liberties Union. I have found them to be, in many cases, very brave in defending minority positions. They've defended American Nazis as well as communists and Marxists. They will touch nothing at all of the January 6th defendants. Is that to your knowledge also, Howard? Howard?
Yes, sir.
I'm wondering, I don't think the AC, I don't think there's any major law office or public interest group that has stuck up for any of the accused from January 6th.
Nobody has. This is a grassroots thing.
Yeah,
it's not whether they did the right thing or the wrong thing.
Yep.
It's why are they being kept without them? Why are they being kept without bail?
I totally agree with you, Howard. And I'm going to add something else to this, is that what about the people who put a Molotov cocktail on a police car in New York City during the so-called riots in New York City? They bombed the police car. These people, they got the guys on record. These guys are out or whatever like that. Yeah. It's double standards what's going on right now. And it's crazy because everybody wants to make nice now. And what happening is doing is you're putting people, pitting people more apart than putting them together. And that's what they're creating. They're creating this atmosphere because I think they want this atmosphere, because they pull the wool over your eyes, then they can blind you.
Without a question, let's face it, the DA,
the various DAs from Philadelphia to New York County, Manhattan. Let's face it, they're pursuing their own radical agendas. That's why Cyrus Vance Jr. is more concerned at Donald Trump's business or past political offenses than they are about street crime, which is costing this city billions of dollars in revenue every year.
Yep, and what could make it worse, and if it turns out to be true, they're alleging that there was some FBI agents involved in the group that were breaking in, and they've not been arrested. And there was one gentleman there who was an investigative reporter who had videos of people who were breaking in and had not been arrested, and they're alleging that these are FBI agents. So is the FBI infiltrating this group and helping to cause this problem? Is that true, or is that just a conspiracy theory?
Yeah, who knows? And I got to ask you, Howard Liu, where is the press? Where is the responsible mainstream press? Are we left to rely on the New York Post? Perfectly happy with that choice. It's a good paper.
Because now they're riding with this white supremacy now. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they're riding on, the white supremacy.
That's the answer.
And I believe that almost all those people weren't white supremacy. Were there some there? Yeah, there was Antifa there, too. There was Antifa there, too. There was some white supremacy. But most of those people were there because they were tired of their taxes going up, and they seen this government starting to drop or whatever like that. They voted for Trump because they felt that Trump was their man who was going to protect their 401k and protect their life and protect their house. That's why those people were there. Not for white supremacy.
And protect their jobs and create their jobs, as President Trump created more minority employment in his 4-year reign than any president before him in a similar period. How was the crowd? Yes. Was it a pretty well-behaved group?
I wasn't there, but from what I could see, it was, except for the people that allegedly broke into the Capitol. But if you have the Capitol Police waving their arms saying, come on in, what do you do? Who's right? Who's wrong? And then there's another big question.
Yeah.
President offered them a couple of thousand National Guard troops, and Nancy Pelosi turned them down.
Yeah, I remember.
I remember seeing that.
That's why this was a big hoax. This was a theatrical performance.
Well, let's not forget.
That's
either.
Exactly what it was.
Are there still 5,000 National Guardsmen in the Capitol? I think there are.
I thought they sent most of them home.
Did they? Okay.
There might still be some there.
But let's face it, that little bit of theater was all part of this one ball of wax, guys, gals. Let's face it, it's one bit of political theater. Biden orchestrated, or I should say the people orchestrating Biden orchestrated it. I think it's a darn shame. I think all I'm asking is that the press do its traditional role of questioning, asking for evidence, not just by rote repeating white supremacy or this partisan charge or another. But Howard, were you at Foley Square or you weren't there?
I wasn't there. I was watching it on the computer screen while I was working.
I see.
You know us capitalists are.
Of course.
Working on price increases.
How well attended was it?
They didn't show. Phil, he just had the camera on it. He was talking to the speakers. I don't know how many people were in the audience.
Right. Right. Well, good event. Thanks for the report, Howard.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Many thanks.
Thank you, Howard. Thank you for the phone call. Thank you. All right, let's get to the next caller, Chris.
Hello,
Chris.
Want to go to the next one? Okay, go ahead.
Hold on.
Go, Nick.
Chris, are you there?
Move on, Nick.
Go to Larry then if he's not on. Call back up, Chris. Larry, you there?
Yeah. Hi, guys. How are you?
How you doing, Larry?
Great. Yourself?
Good. You know, I always enjoy listening to your program. I just got a few points I want to bring up. I'm very disappointed in the Republican Party. They don't fight the way the Democrats do. I give the Democrats credit for that.
I totally agree.
There's the whole idea, the easiest way to divide a country is come up with the race card. The only white supremacy that we see is maybe the Ku Klux Klan, which is a Democratic-founded organization.
Right. Good
They're
point.
The ones that brought it up. They're the ones that created the slaves and everything else. Secondly, I'd like to talk about Juneteenth.
Okay.
Larry,
why don't you hold on? This way you can be right on after the break. All right, we got to go to a hard break.
Sounds like a good one.
All right? Listen to the Moody Blues.